From Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Sunday morning session of the 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, with speakers selected from the general authorities and general officers of the church. Music for this session is provided by the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. This broadcast is furnished as a public service by Bonneville Distribution. Any reproduction, recording, transcription, or other use of this program without written consent is prohibited. President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency of the Church, will conduct this session.
Brothers and sisters, we welcome you to the Sunday morning session of the 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're especially grateful for the technology that enables us to worship together in this conference. We're pleased to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the First Vision, a unique event that has shaped and blessed the lives of the children of God throughout the world, as it initiated the restoration of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. President Russell M. Nelson, who presides at the conference, has asked me to conduct this session. We hope you will be strengthened as you participate in the conference, whether it be by radio, television, the internet, or satellite transmission. The music for this session, which was recorded previously, will be provided by the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square under the direction of various conductors and organists. The choir opened this meeting with Truth Eternal and will now favor us with How Firm a Foundation. The invocation will then be offered by Elder Brooke P. Hales of the 70, after which the choir will sing, This is My Beloved Son.
Is it for your faith in His name? Heavenly Father, we are deeply grateful to come before Thee in prayer this morning. At the beginning of this session of General Conference, we express our deep gratitude to Thee for Thy many blessings to us, for the gift of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and His atoning sacrifice, and for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We are grateful for the coming forth of the Book of Mormon and the prophet Joseph, through whom the restoration was begun, including the priesthood with its authority and ordinances and priesthood keys and the wonderful sealing power. We are grateful for our President Nelson. We pray for him. We are honored to follow him and plead with thee to bless us with the promised blessings and miracles and wonders as we follow his counsel. Please bless those who will speak this day. Bless us with open hearts and minds. Help us to hear by the power of the Holy Ghost. We love thee, we love thy Son, and we love the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We will now be pleased to hear from Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He will be followed by Sister Bonnie H. Corden, Young Women General President, and Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.
My dear brothers and sisters, I am honored to speak at this historic general conference commemorating Joseph Smith's first vision of God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ in what is, without question, a sacred grove. That vision was a magnificent beginning to the restoration of the gospel and all that unfolded from the Book of Mormon to the return of priesthood authority in Keys and organization of the Lord's true church, temples of God, and prophets and apostles who lead the work in these latter days. By divine design, ancient prophets of God, when moved upon by the Holy Ghost, prophesied of the restoration and what was to come in our day, the last dispensation and the fullness of times. The very work fired the souls of the early seers. Through generations of time, they foretold, dreamed, envisioned, and prophesied of the future of God's kingdom on earth, what Isaiah called a marvelous work and a wonder. The prophecies that have been fulfilled by the restoration of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, are many. Today, however, I will highlight only a few of my favorites. These were taught to me by my dear primary teachers and at the knee of my angel mother. Daniel, who staved off lions by his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the intercession of God's ministering angels, was one who saw our day in vision. Interpreting a dream for Babylonian King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel prophesied the Lord's church would rise in the last days as a small stone cut out of the mountain without hands. Without hands, meaning by divine intervention, the Lord's church would increase in magnitude until it fills the whole earth, never to be destroyed, but to stand forever. It is a profound witness that Daniel's words are being fulfilled as members of the church from all over the world are watching and listening to the conference today. The devoted Apostle Peter described times of restitution of all things since the world began. The Apostle Paul wrote that in the fullness of times God would gather in one all things in Christ, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I felt those prophecies so strongly when I participated in the dedication of the Rome, Italy temple. All of the prophets and apostles were there, bearing testimony of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, as had Peter and Paul. The church is a living example of that restitution, brothers and sisters, and our members are witnesses of those divine prophecies long ago. Joseph of Egypt prophesied that in the latter days, a seer shall the Lord my God raise up, who shall be a choice seer under the fruit of my loins, for he shall do the Lord's work. Joseph Smith, the prophet of the restoration, was that seer. John the Revelator prophesied of an angel of the Almighty bringing together important elements of the restoration with these words, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." Moroni was that angel. He saw our day as recorded in the Book of Mormon. In repeated appearances, he prepared Joseph Smith for his ministry, including the translation of the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. Other prophets foretold of our day. Malachi spoke of Elijah turning the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers. Elijah has come, and as a result, today we have 168 temples dotting the earth. Each temple serves worthy members,
making sacred covenants and receiving blessed ordinances on behalf of themselves and their deceased ancestors. This sacred work described by Malachi is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. We live in that time prophesied. We are the people charged with ushering in the second coming of Jesus Christ. We are to gather God's children, those who will hear and embrace the truths, covenants, and promises of the everlasting gospel. President Nelson calls it the greatest challenge, the greatest cause, and the greatest work on the earth today. Of that miracle, I bear my witness. By assignment from President Russell M. Nelson, in February of this year, I dedicated the Durban, South Africa Temple. It was a day I will remember all my life. I was with members who have come to the gospel as Jeremiah prophesied long ago, one of a city and two of a family. The doctrine of Jesus Christ unites all of us around the world as sons and daughters of God, as brothers and sisters in the gospel. Regardless of how we look or dress, we are one people with a Father in heaven whose plan from the beginning was and is for His family to be reunited by making and keeping sacred temple covenants. To a small gathering of priesthood holders in a schoolhouse in Kirtland, Ohio, in 1834, the prophet Joseph prophesied, "It is only a little handful of priesthood you see here tonight, but this church will fill North and South America. It will fill the world." In recent years, I have traveled throughout the world to meet the members of the church. My brethren of the Quorum of the Twelve have had similar assignments. Still, who can keep up with the schedule of our dear prophet, President Nelson, whose travel in his first 2 years as president of the church has taken him to meet with the saints in 32 countries and U.S. territories to witness of the living Christ? I remember when I received my mission call as a young man. I wanted to serve in Germany like my father, brother, and brother-in-law. Not waiting for anyone to get home, I rushed to the mailbox and opened the call. I read that I had been called to the Eastern States Mission, headquartered in New York City. I was disappointed, so I went inside and opened my scriptures for comfort. I began to read in the Doctrine and Covenants, "Behold and lo, I have much people in this place, in the regions round about, and an effectual door shall be opened in the regions round about, in this eastern land." That prophecy given to the prophet Joseph Smith in 1833 was a revelation to me. I knew then I had been called to the exact mission the Lord wanted me to serve in. I taught the restoration and its dramatic beginning from our Father in heaven, spoke the words to Joseph Smith and said, "This is my beloved son, hear him." Of great significance for the whole church is the prophecy of Isaiah, given more than 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and all nations shall flow into it." In my mind today, I picture millions of our members and friends connected to these proceedings electronically by television, internet, or other means. We are sitting down as if together in the top of the mountains. It was Brigham Young who spoke the prophetic words, "This is the right place." The saints, some of them my own pioneer ancestors, worked to establish Zion in the Rocky Mountains through the will and pleasure of Him who dictates the nations of the earth. I stand today on the sacred ground that has drawn millions of visitors. In 2002, Salt Lake City hosted the Winter Olympic Games. The Tabernacle Choir sang at the opening ceremonies, and the church offered concerts and programs for guests and participants from many, many nations. I will always remember seeing the temple in the background of the nightly news broadcasts worldwide. Over the years, presidents of the United States, kings, judges, prime ministers, ambassadors, and officials from many lands have come to Salt Lake City and met with our leaders. President Nelson hosted leaders of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a United States organization committed to equal rights without discrimination based on race. I remember standing shoulder to shoulder with these friends and leaders as President Nelson joined them in calling for greater civility and racial harmony in the world. Many more have come to Temple Square and met in council with church leaders. For example, this past year, to name just a few, we welcomed the United Nations 68th Civil Society Conference, a global gathering and the first of its kind outside of New York City. We have met with Vietnam's Committee for Religious Affairs, ambassadors from Cuba, the Philippines, Argentina, Romania, Sudan, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. We also welcome the Secretary General of the Muslim World League. What I am describing is a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy that in the last days nations shall flow unto the mountain of the Lord's house. The great Salt Lake Temple stands in the center of that majesty and glory. It is not the landscape that has drawn people, though our setting is magnificent. It is the essence of pure religion, exhibited in the spirit, growth, goodness, and generosity of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and its people. Our love as God loves, our commitment to a higher cause, what Joseph Smith called the cause of Christ. We do not know when the Savior will return, but this we do know. We must be prepared in heart and mind, worthy to receive Him and honored to be part of all that was prophesied so long ago. I testify that President Russell M. Nelson is the Lord's prophet on the earth, and at his side are apostles called of God, sustained as prophets, seers, and revelators. And, my dear brothers and sisters, the restoration continues. I close with the prophecy of Joseph Smith, words that I testify are true. No unhallowed hand can stop the work from progressing. Persecutions may rage, mobs may combine, armies may assemble, calumny may defame, but the truth of God will go forth boldly, nobly, and independent till it has penetrated every continent, visited every clime, swept every country, and sounded in every ear, till the purposes of God shall be accomplished, and the great Jehovah shall say, the work is done. I so testify that these prophecies of Joseph Smith are being fulfilled. I promise, as you follow the inspired counsel of our dear prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, his counselors, the apostles, and other church leaders, and as you pay heed to the ancient prophets who foretold of our day, you will be filled deep in your heart and soul with the Spirit and the work of the restoration. I promise you will see the hand of God in your lives, hear His promptings, and feel His love. In the name of Jesus Christ, with gratitude for the restoration of His gospel and His church, in evidence of His matchless love, amen.
Brothers and sisters, our hearts have been blessed.
Kolonimie te depose son jenjana yon tufibwa. Nan limie sa, Joseph Smith te we bondye, papa ak pitit gason lan jesikri. Limie yo te chase fenwa spirituel ki te kouvri te ya, e yo te montre Joseph Smith ak nou chak chemen pou nou avanse. Gras ak limie ki te revele jousa, nou ka resevwa tout benediksyon ki disponib a traver ekspiasyon sove nou an jesikri. A traver etablisman levangin li ya, nou ka chaje ak limye sove nou an. Men, limye sa pa selman pou ou men mavem. Jezikri te aple nou pou nou kite limye nou limye devan pep sa pou yo kapab wè bon zev nou e pou yo glorifiye papa nou ki nan siel la. M vin reme parol ki te di pou yo kapab wè ya. Se yon invitasyon serye se ni aban nou pou nou pi pre nan ede lot moun wè cheme an e se konsa vin jwen kris la. Lem te gen 10 an, fami nou te gen privilej resevwa el de Elton Perry nan kolej 12 apot yo padan te vin nan zon la kay mwen. Nan fin jounen an, el de Perry tap rakontre istwa konsenan sen yo tout patou nan mond la. Istwa yo te kaptive m. Li te komanse feta le mamam te rilem nan krizina epi posem yon simp kesyon. Boni, ou te bay pou lye manje? Kem te chavire, m pat ko fe sa. Poutet, m te vle kite, m bat vle kite prezans apot senye a, m te dil ke pou lye ka jene jiska deme maten. Mamam te ripon mwen avek yon non. El de Perry te entre nan kuzina avek wap pwisan ki chaje entouzias li te mande. Eske mtande gen yon moun ki bezwen abay pou lyo manje? Eske ti gason nan avem ka ale avek nou? Kounye ya, sa te telman yon lajwa pou mtal bay pou lyo manje. Mte kouri al pren yon gro flash. Le nou te rive bot ti kanal irrigasyon an, san reflechi, Mte vole jambe paske mte kon fel deja. Mpat realize efo el de peri ta fe pou l kontinye avek mwen nan yon chemen ki fe noa. Limye flash mwen ki tap danse, pat e delwe kanal irrigasyon an. San yon ti limye ki tap stab pou liwe, li te mete piel direktman nan dloa e li te rele bien fo. Ak panik, mte vire pou mwen nouvo zanmim nan, ap retire pien nan kanal dloa epi l tap retire dlo ki te rentre nan souliye la. Avek souliye ki plen dlo, el de peri te eden bal pou lye manje. Le nou te fini avek an pou la mou, li te bam instriksyon. Boni, mbezon wè cheme a, mbezon limye a klere kote map mache. Paske mte konen te bezon limye a, mte klere cheme a. Le konsan nou te ka retoune la kay, san kon la kay a konfians. Chef frè ak semyo, pandan de zanè, mte reflechi sou prinsip mte apren nanmen el de peri a. Se pou nou fokis limye a sou lot moun, kik pou yo kawè cheme an pou yal jwen kris la. Se nye aten de mwanyè, gade mse limye, mte etabli yon ekzamp pou nou. An nou gade yon nan ekzamp li yo. Fi ki te bo piya yon samarite ki pat kon jezi kriyan e tout moun te pansel yon spektatris nan prop sosyete la. Jezi te renkontre avel e te komanse yon konversasyon. Li te pale de dlo, apre sa li te dirije a jwen plis li miel la, te deklare tet li kom dlo vivan. Avek kompasyon, Krislak te konsyen ke li te de li ak bezwen li. Tikras pat tikras, atraver konversasyon li, li te dekouvri Jezi, e malgre pasen li te vin yon instrument limye ki tap klere cheme an pou lot moun kawe. Kounye a, an nou gade de istwa ki suiv ekzamp sove an nan pataje limye. Sa pa gen an pil tan, Kevin yon zanmim te chita bo yon dirijan antreprise nan yon dine. Li te enkyete pou konversasyon yo pral oblije fe pandan dezet tan. Yon lide te pase nan tet li e li te mandel. Palem de fami yo, ki bo soti. Mais s'il n'y a pas tellement qu'on a pile bagaille sous héritage dit comme ça. Kevin te rale ti téléphone et puis il te dit moi gagne une app qui connecte moun avec famille. An nou wè sa ou ka jwenn. Après une discussion bien longue, nouveau ami Kevin nan te mande pour qui sa famille si important pour. Kevin te répond tout simplement nous croyons que nous continuons à vivre après nous mourir. Et si nous identifions cette nuit et puis nous prenons allons à un côté sacré qui est le temple, nous allons faire ordonnance mariage qui va faire famille nous ensemble, même après la mort. Kevin a commencé avec un bagage lui-même à examiner ce qu'il connaît. Après ça, il a joué une façon pour te témoigner de lumière avec l'amour sauvé. Deuxième histoire, c'est concernant elle a joué basketball. Exemple, il a commencé l'aide à recevoir appel mission pendant l'école. Il a choisi ouvrir devant l'équipe là. Il n'a pas vraiment compris rien concernant l'église Jésus-Christ et il n'a pas compris désir elle a pour te servir. Il a prié tout le temps pour te connaître qui j'en pour te expliquer appel mission là dans une façon qui occupait que yo ka comprendre. Réponse li, elle a te dit, m'te fait un PowerPoint parce que ça c'est cool. Li te parlé de yon possibilité pour te servir parmi moun nan 4000 moun parmi yon nan 400 ou plus mission ak possibilité pour te apprendre yon langue. Elle a te fini ak yon photo sauvé ak témoignage bref. Basketball c'est une nan bagay qui pi important dans la vie. M'te déménager à juste l'autre bon pays qui te famille pour m'te vin entraîner et jouer avec équipe ça. Des seul bagay qui pi important pour moi c'est basketball, c'est la femme ak famille. Kounia, si zo ka ou pa penser ça yo bel exemple 1000 watts mais ou se yon ampoule de 20 watts. Sonje ke sauvea témoigne. Mse limye nap kembea. Li rappele nou ke la pote limye si nou anek pointe lot moun bali. Nou mem avem gen ase limye pou nou pataje kounye. Nou ka elimine prochen pa nou e ede yo vin pre Jezikri. Mande tèt nou, ki es ki bezwen limye nou genye ya? Chez amim yo, pou ki sal si telman important pou nou klere limye nou? Senya a te di nou ke gen an pil moun sou te ya ki pa konen verite ya paske yo pa kon ki kote pou yo jwen ni. Nou ka ede yo. Nou ka bay yon invitation. Nou kapab e nou dwe rassemble Israel. Mwen témoigne que Seigneur a magnifié tout effort nous. Saint-Esprit a dirigé nous pour nous connaître, ça pour nous dire et ça pour nous faire. Et ça yo ka mande nous pour nous faire ça pas confortable. Mais nous ka certain que Seigneur a aidé lumière nous en briller. Allah me reconnaissant pour lumière sauvée qui continue de diriger l'église à travers révélation. M'invitez-nous toutes pour nous suivre exemple Jésus-Christ et gain compassion pour monde qui bon côté nous. Cherchez et puis priez pour opportunité pour nous quitter lumière nous briller pour l'autre monde qui a un chemin pour y rejoindre Jésus-Christ. Promesse li a belle. Monde qui suivent moi va gen limye ki bay la vi. Yo pa janm mache nan fè noa. M témoigne ke sove nou an Jezikri, se chemen an, verite, la vi, limye, ak lanmou moun lan. Nan nan Jezikri. Amen.
How grateful I am for the Savior's light, which continues to lead this church through revelation. I invite all of us to follow the example of Jesus Christ and be compassionately aware of those around us. Look and pray for opportunities to let your light shine that others may see the way to Jesus Christ. His promise is great.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life. I testify that our Savior Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life, light, and love of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Last October,
octobre qui se passait, président Russell M. Nelson t'a invité nous pour nous garder devant à la conférence avril 2020. Pendant chaque monde, dans trois façons par ailleurs, à garder derrière pour découvrir majesté, mais bon Dieu, dans le rétablissement de l'évangile Jésus-Christ. C'est Holland avec moi, tes préinvitations pour petit ça, très au sérieux. Nous t'ai imaginé tes noms qui t'a vivre dans le commencement de l'année 1800. Comme contemporain famille Papa Joseph Smith. Après ça, nous t'ai imaginé tête nous qui t'a gardé croyance religieuse dans l'époque ça et puis à mon tête nous. Qu'est-ce qui manque? Qu'est-ce qu'on souhaitait gagner? Qu'est-ce qu'on espérait bon Dieu pour qu'elle fournit en réponse à des désirs spirituels nous? Comme résultat exercice intéressant ça, nous t'ai réalisé que des siècles avant ça, nous t'a espéré grandement rétablissement d'un concept sous bon Dieu qui était plus vrai, plus sacré, parce que plus fort dans sa caractéristique dans l'époque ça. Parce que souvent, il semblait cacher des plusieurs siècles théologiques avec incompréhension ecclésiastique. Pour prêter une phrase de William Ellery Channing, une figure religieuse populaire à l'époque là, nous avons cherché le caractère bon Dieu comme un parent. Ça que Channing était considéré comme la première grande doctrine christianiste là. Une doctrine comme ça, t'as appris à connaître bon Dieu comme un papa aimant dans le ciel là. Au lieu d'un juge sévère qui a appliqué justice qui t'offre, ou soit comme un propriétaire absentéiste qui t'est engagé dans les affaires de la terre, yon l'est, mais qu'on y a qui occupe yon l'autre côté dans l'univers. Oui, espoir nous dans l'année 1821, c'est pour nous t'ajouter bon Dieu vivant, aimant, qui n'a pas approché, qui capable à guider Kounia même j'en étais qu'on fait dans temps passé. Un vrai papa qui t'a crié s'il te pensait t'a pas perdu même une petite lio qui est garé. Il certainement pas t'a tant qu'un autocrate sans foi et arbitraire qui t'est prédestiné un petit goût choisi pour salir et puis après ça renvoyer reste famille maintenant à la condamnation yo. Non. Il t'a parlé au monde que chaque action li, par déclaration divine, t'a faite pour bénéfice monde là, parce que le même monde là, avec chaque monde qui habite là-dedans. L'amour ça, c'est plus grande raison pour le vouer Jésus-Christ, celle petite garçon littéral lié à sous terre. En parlant de Jésus, si nous t'es vivre dans la première année ça, dans le 19e siècle là, nous t'a réalisé avec un pile inquiétude que doute concernant la réalité de la vie à la résurrection sauvée a commencé à avoir une influence en dedans christianisme là. C'est pour ça nous avons espéré pour preuve t'a venir joindre tout le monde là qui t'a confirmé témoignage biblique que Jésus c'est Christ là. Petit garçon littéral bon Dieu alpha et oméga axel sauver monde ça a jamais connu. Ça t'a parlé parmi espoir qui plus profond nous. Plus passer l'autre preuve sous forme écrite qui t'a venu paraître. Yon bagay qui t'a qu'à constituer yon l'autre témoignage concernant Jésus-Christ, qui approfondit et augmenté connaissance nous sous l'essence miraculeuse, ministère merveillé, sacrifice expiatoire et résurrection glorielle. Tout bon, yon document comme ça t'a représenté justice, qui descend sur le ciel là, ak vérité qui tombe sous terre. Si nous observons monde chrétien à l'époque ça, nous t'ap espéré joindre un monde qui bon était autorisé avec vraie autorité prêtrise là qui t'a ka baptisé ba nous de Saint-Esprit a et puis administré toute ordonnance l'évangile qui nécessaire pour exaltation nous yo. En 1820, nous t'ap espéré ouais accomplissement promesse éloquent Ésaïe Miché a clôt ancien prophète concernant retour kay majesté Seigneur. Nous t'apprêmes premier contempler gloire tant sacrée qui établit encore avec l'esprit a. Ordonnance pouvoir et autorité pour enseigner vérité éternelle guéri blessé personnel yo et puis lié famille yo ensemble pour l'éternité. D'après le garder tout côté ak n'importe côté pour me te joindre au monde qui t'est autorisé pour te dire moi-même ak Patricia bien aimé maintenant que mariage nous yon côté comme ça t'est scellé pour le temps ak l'éternité. Pour nous partager jamais tendi ni qui t'est imposé nous tout mon malédiction qui dit jusqu'à ce que la mort sépare nous. Moi connais que nan kay papa nou gen an pil chato. Mais personnellement, si m'ta gen chance pou m'ta erite yon la dan yo, sa ta pral tankou yon ti ajou pa de labri li ta pye pou mwen, si pat ak ti moun nou yo, pat ala avek mwen pou pataje erite eritaj sa. E pi pou zan set nou yo, kek nan yo ki te viv e pi mouri lontan san yo pat menm tan de nan Jezikriya, nou ta pral espere pou konsep biblik ki pijis ak mizerikodye yo ta retabli tou. Pratik pou vivan yo ofri oryo nan sali pa prokirasyon pou zanset yo ki deja mouri yo. Pa gen oken pratik mka imagine ki ka demontre avek plis grande sou si yon bondye eman pou chak gren nan petit li yo sou teya, kelke swa kote yo te viv ou swa kote yo te mouri. Lis espérance nou te ka gen en 1820 yo te ka kontinye. Mais peut-être message ki pi important nan retablisman, se ki kalite espérance sa yo pat ap an vin. Komanse nan bouske sakri a, rive jiska jodi a, dezi sa yo te komanse vin realite, epi toune. Jean apot Paul a klotche te ensegnye, vre ankraj pou nan myo, asire ak inébranlab. Sa ki yon fwa, se te bagay moun te espere selman, te vin toune histwa kounye a. Ki donk, yon ti kou deye sou de 100 ane bon te bondi pou moun lan, men, ki sa nan pouè si nou gade devan? Nou gen espérans ki pa kou fin akompli. Mem pa nan ma pale la, nan mene yon lage avèk COVID-19 la, ki mette tout moun sou pingayo. Yon rappel solennel pou rappele moun ki yon virus ki 100 fwa pi piti pase yon gren sab ka mette tout populasyon ak tout ekonomi global yon anantye sou genou yo. Plis toujou, nou espere yon moun ki libere an ba virus gran gou, kominote ak nasyon ki libere an ba virus povrete. Nou espere l'ekol kote elev apre se vo ansayman, non pa kote elev pe pou yo patire yo, ak dignite personel pou chak petit bondye. Sa oken form prejije koule, prejije racial ou swa kiltirel. En rezime, nou toujou gen espwa pou pigou devouman anve depi gran komadman yo. Reme bondye le nou kembe konsey li yo, ak reme proche nou yo nan montre gentiyes ak kompasyon. Pasyans ak pardon. De gwo direktif divin sa yo toujou rete, epi ap toujou rete. Sel espwa nou gen pou ba petit nou yo, yo moun ki pi bon pase moun sa yo konen konye yon. En plus de désir global sa yo, en pile moun nan asemble sa jodi a gen désir personnel profond. Espoir pour yon mariage ka amélioré, ou soit parfois juste espoir pour yon mariage, espoir pour vaincre yon addiction, espoir pour yon petite ki perdit ka retourne, espoir pour douleur physique ak émotionnel ki présenté sous différentes formes ka suspann. Parce que rétablissement réaffirme vérité fondamentale qui dit bon Dieu a travaillé dans monde ça nous ca espérer nous doit espérer même là n'a fait face à obstacle qui pien Simon Tabio c'est ça écrit si a te veut dire les Abraham te gain possibilité pour espérer malgré pas gain espoir qui veut dire il était capable croire malgré te gain toute raison pour pas croire que lui même Sara te ca concevoir un petit laisse te paraît totalement impossible. Donc, m'a mandé si toute quantité espoir ça yo dans année 1820 te ka commencé à accomplir avec un éclat lumière divin devant un simple petit garçon qui était à genoux dans un tirac pied bois dans zone New York là. Pour qui ça nous va ta espérer que des égyptiens ak aspiration chrétien yo ka toujours merveilleusement miraculeusement joue une réponse dans mes bons dit tout espoir. Nous tout besoin croire que ça nous veut qui jis capable un jour, yon façon, yon moyen quelconque vienne réalité pour nous. Frè Maxem yo, nou kont ki sa kek nan febles nan relijyon yo nan komansman 19th siyek la. Epi an kwa, nou kon yon bagay sou sa ki manke nan relijyon jodi ya, ki toujou kite kek gran gou ak espere bagay ki pa akompli. Nou konen yon paket nan insatisfaksyon sa yo ap pousse kek moun fè yo ekarte de institisyon eklesiastik tradisyonel yo. Nou konen tou, jan yon ekriven plen frustrasyon te ekri ke an pil dirijan relijye nan epok nou an, semble yo pa kompren nan yen. Le ap adrese de klen sa, yo ofri kom repons, yon melanj divinite san relijyon, yon aktivist simbolik ki pa fin kodyom. Enkwayans ki bien vlopè, ou swa pafwa jis, bagay san sens ni inspirasyon. Epi tout sa nan yon momon kote moun lan bezwen pi plis toujou. Kote jenerasyon kap grandi ya merite pi plis toujou. Epi pwennan nan epok Jezi ya, li te ofri pi plis toujou. An tanke disi Kris la, nou kapab nan epok nou an, elve nou pi wou pase ansyen Izraelit yo, ki te jemi. Zonou yo sech, epi nou perdi espoi. En fèt, si nou finalman perdi espoi, nou perdi denye bien ki ka souteni nou an. Se te konsa nan pot l'enfer mèm ke Dante te ekri yon avertisman pou tout voyaje nan Divina Comedia liya. Li te di, moun ki entre la, yo abandone tout espoi. Tout bon, le pa gen espoi, sa ki rete se flam di fè l'enfer kap devore nou tout kote. Donk, Lè nou kampe nan yon espas, Jean Kantik la di ya. Donk, lè nou kampe nan yon impas, Jean Kantik la di ya. Lòt si pou yo fayi, epi pare konsolasyon. Parmi veti ki pi indispensab nou yo, nou prajoun kado presye l'espoi sa ki mari seri-seri avèk la fwa nou nan bondye ak charite nou pou lòt moun. Nan ane bisant nesa, kote nam gade deye pou nou kontemple tout sa nou te jwen, epi rejoui nan realizasyon an pil an sa ki akompli, ma prepete sentiman yon bel jen se misyonè fèk retounen ki te di nou nan Johannesburg sa gen kek mwa. Nou pat fè wout sa jis pou nou kampe nan wout. Pou parafraze yon nan diskou pi inspiran ki te jem enregistre nan ekriti yo, ma mdi jen se sa avèk profet Nefi. Fre ak se bine mem yo. Apre nou fin resevwa premye fwi retablisman sa yo, m vle mande, eske tout bagay fini? Gade, m di nou, non. Nou dwe avanse avek femte nan Kris la, avek yon esperans parfetman kle, e avek yon lamou pou bondye ak tout moun. Si nou fe sa, papa a di, nap gen la vi eternel. Mwen bay remersiman pou tout sa nou resevwa nan denye, ak pi gran nan tout dispensasyon yo. Dispensasyon l'Evangil retabli Jezikri ya. Don ak benediksyon ki soti nan l'Evangil sa, vle di tout bagay pou mwen. Tout bagay. Kon sa, nan yon efwa pou mwen remersye papa mwen ki nan siel la, pou yo, mwen gen promes pou mwen kenbe. Ak an pil kilomet pou mwen pakouri, an van mal domi. Ke nou avanse avek l'amou nan ke nou? Pwede nan mache avèk yon espérans parfaitman klè, ki klere wout antisipasyon sakre a nap suiv depi 200 an jiska jodi an. Mwen temwanye ke demè pral chaje ak an pil mirak, epi ap beni abondamman, mèm jan sa teye nan tan pase. Nou gen tout rezon pou nou espere benediksyon ki mèm pi gran pase sa nou deja resevwa yo. Paske sa, se travay bonze tout puissant. Sa, se l'Eglise ak revelasyon san rete ya. Epi sa, se l'Evangil la grâs ak bienveyans san limit la. Mwen ren témoignaj konsernan tout verite sa yo, ak plis toujou. Nan nou Jezikri. Amen. Indispensable virtues will be this precious gift of hope, linked inextricably to our faith in God, and our charity to others. In this bicentennial year, when we look back to see all we have been given and rejoice in the realization of so many hopes fulfilled,
I echo the sentiment of a beautiful young returned sister missionary who said to us in Johannesburg just a few months ago, "We did not come this far to only come this far." Paraphrasing one of the most inspiring valedictories ever recorded in Scripture, I say with the prophet Nephi and that young sister, "My beloved brethren and sisters, after ye have received these first fruits of the restoration, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay. You must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. If you shall, saith the Father, you shall have eternal life." I give thanks, my brothers and sisters, for all we've been given in this last and greatest of all dispensations, the dispensation of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. The gifts and the blessings that flow from that gospel mean everything to me, everything. And so, in an effort to thank my Father in heaven for them, I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. May we press forward with love in our hearts, walking in the brightness of hope that lights the path of holy anticipation that we've been on now for 200 years. I testify that the future is going to be as miracle-filled and bountifully blessed as the past has been. We have every reason to hope for blessings even greater than those we've already received, because this is the work of Almighty God. This is the church of continuing revelation. This is the gospel of Christ's unlimited grace and benevolence. I bear witness to all of these truths and so much more. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We will now join the choir in singing, "Now Let Us Rejoice." After the singing, we will hear from Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
This is the 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
in the sacred grove 200 years ago.
Ça gagne 200 ans. Jeune gens qui relaient Joseph Smith là, t'es ouais, et puis parlait avec bon Dieu, papa l'éternel là, avec petit garçon là, Jésus-Christ. Nan men yo, Joseph te apprenne concernant vrai nati divinité, ak concernant révélation continuelle, pendant vision céleste sa tap ouvri dispensation plénitude temps nan dernier jour yo. A pi près 3 ans pita, en réponse pour prière sincère en soirée 21 septembre 1823, chambre Joseph te rempli ak lumière juste en vin pi clairé passé midi. Un personnage te paraît beau côté cabane ni. Li te cite un nom jeune garçon hein? Et puis il déclarait li c'est un messager qui sorti en présence bon Dieu. Et puis non c'est Moroni. Li te instruit Joseph concernant livre Momoa qui gain pour venir. Et puis après ça Moroni te cite dans livre Malachi dans Ancien Testament avec un petit changement dans langage qui dans version Wajak là. Gardez. On va le révéler aux prêtrises là par l'entremise Élie, prophète là avant apparition grand jour terrible Seigneur et puis il va le planter dans capititio promesse bon Dieu t'ai fait papa yo et puis capititio va le tourner sous papa yo si c'est pas ça tout terre t'a dévasté net les apparitions là. Ça qui est important c'est que instruction moronite by Joseph Smith concernant mission Élie t'es commencé travail temp ak histoire familiale dans dernier jour yo et puis c'était un élément clé nan rétablissement tout bagay bon Dieu t'ai parlé à travers bouche tout prophète li yo depuis le monde lan t'ai commencé m'prier pour assistance Saint-Esprit a pendant n'a pas prendre concernant alliance ordonnance ak bénédiction qui disponible pour nous dans temple l'église Jésus-Christ pour ces derniers jours yo. Pour commencer m'a poser une petite question de base pour qui ça retour Élie a important. Nous apprenons dans révélation dernier jour, Élie gain pouvoir seulement qui n'a prêtrise Melchizedek là et puis le dernier prophète qui était gagné avant époque Jésus-Christ. Prophète Joseph Smith t'a expliqué esprit pouvoir ak appel Élie c'est que nous gain pouvoir pour gain clé totalité prêtrise Melchizedek là et puis pour nous joindre toute ordonnance royaume bon Dieu a possédé yo. Pour nous tourner que papa yo sous petit yo, même sac dans ciel là. Autorité seulement sacré ça sa, nécessaire pour n'importe bagay ou scellé sous la terre, vin scellé dans ciel là. Et puis n'importe bagay ou décellé sous la terre, ab décellé dans ciel là. Joseph te clarifie encore. Comment bon Dieu pral vin sauver génération ça? Li pral voyer Élie prophète là. Élie pral révéler alliance pour sceller que papa yo sous petit yo, ak petit yo sous papa yo. Élie te paraît avec Moïse sous mon transfiguration. Et puis il te mette autorité ça sous Pierre, Jacques ak Jean. Élie te paraît tout ak Moïse ak Élisée nan 3 avril 1836 nan temple Kirtland nan. Et puis il te mette même clé prêtrise sous Joseph Smith ak Oliver Cowdery. Rétablissement autorité pour sceller élite porté dans année ça a été nécessaire pour préparer monde là pour deuxième venir sauver a et puis il t'est commencé un intérêt qui augmenté dans monde là pour recherche histoire familiale moque a utilisé plus passé 1000 fois dans écriture. Souvent, mot simple ak important ça montrer sentiment personnel yon moun. Ken nou, ki se somme totale dezi nou, affection nou, intention nou, motivation nou ak attitude nou, définir qui est nou yé. Et puis déterminer qui ça nou pral tourner. Objectif travail Seigneur, c'est changer, tourner ak purifier kè yo à travers alliance l'évangile ak ordonnance prêtrise yo. Nous pas bâti temple sacré ni entrer là-dedans yo seulement pour nous vivre une expérience personnelle et familiale qui mémorable mais ordonnance nous recevoir et alliance nous fait dans temple essentiel pour sanctifier que nous et pour exaltation qui doit être faite pour petite bon Dieu. plante promes papa yo nan kepitit yo, menm promes Abraham, Isaac ak Jacob yo, pou toune kepitit yo sou papa yo a, pou fè rechèche histwa familial ak odonans nan temp pou moyo, si travay ki pote benediksyon pou moun sou tout de kote voila. Le nou angaje ak dirijans nan travay sakre sa, se koman man nou obeyi pou nou reme ak sevi bondye ak prochen nou yo. Epi servis dezinterese sa, ede nou vreman tan del, epi vin jwen sove ya, nou selman resevoa alians ki pi sakre yo avèk odonans pretrizyon nan templan kay senye ya. Tout bagay nou apren, ak tout bagay ki fèt nan templan, mette aksan sou divinite Jezikri ak wòl li nan gran plan bonè, papa nou ki nan siel la. Prezident Ezra Taft Benson te dekri an model important redempte a employe pou realize immortalite ak la vi etenel les om. Li te di, Seigneur a travay, komanse an dedan, al deyò. Mond lan travay, komanse deyò, al an dedan. Mond lan wete moun nan, nan bidonvil. Kris la wete bidonvil nan moun. Epi apre sa, yo wete tèt yo nan bidonvil la. Mond lan chanje environman moun pou fòmè yo. Kris la chanje moun, epi moun yo chanje environman pa yo. Mond lan fòmè komportman, men Kris la ka chanje nati. Alians ak odonans pretrizyo sentral nan prosesis renesans ak transformasyon an. Se mwayen Senye a itilize pou l'travay avèk nou chak, komanse an dedan, al deyò. Alians nou honore avèk femte, nou sonje toutan, epi nou ekri avèk l'esprit bondye vivan an sou tab la chè ken nou, pral ban nou objektif ak asirans sou benediksyon nan la vi sa, epi pou l'eternite. Odonans nou resevwa ak dignite, epi nou sonje toutan ap ouvri kanal selesyo kote pouvoi senyan ka koule vin nan la vi nou. Nou pa vin nan temp pou n kache loin mal ki nan mond lan, pou n chape an bayo, o kontre, nou vin nan temp pou n gen vitwa sou mal ki nan mond lan. Len invite pouvoi senyan nan nam nou nan resevwa odonans pretrizyo epi fe alians sakre nou kenbe, nan beni ak fos depase prop fos pa nou, pou gen vitwa sou tentasyon ak difikilte, epi pou nou fe sak bon, epi vin bon. Premier temple nan dispensasyon sa, te bati nan Kirtland, Ohio, epi il te konsakre 27 mars 1836. Nan yon revelasyon, li te bay Joseph Smith, 11 semen apre konsekrasyon, Seigne a te di, se pou ke tout pep mwen jwi, ki, avek puissansyo, te bati kay sa nan non mwen. Oui, ke an pil milye ak dizen milye moun pral jwi an pil, kon konsekans benediksyon ki pral devese ak dotasyon ki dote sevi tem yo nan kay sa. Epi non kay sa pral gaye nan peyi etranje, epi se komanseman benediksyon ki pral tombe sou tèt pep mwen. Si vous plaît, note fraz, ke an pil milye ak dizen milye moun pral rejoui an pil. Epi renome kay sa pral gaye nan peyi etranje. Sa yo te deklarasyon etonan nan avril 1836, kote l'Eglise la te gen kak mam selman ak yon sel temp. Jodi a, an 2020, gen 168 temp kap fonksyone ak 49 temp plis kap bati ou bien ki te anonse. Kay senye yo ap bati sou zile yo nan la men. Ak nan peyi ak kote an pil moun te panse patap otorize yon temp. Kounye a dotasyon an prezante nan 88 lang. Epi l pral vin disponib nan an pil lot lang pandan plis temp ap bati pou beni plis pitit bondye. Nan 15 ane kap vini yo, kantite lang ki disponib pou odonans temp gen lè pral double. Ane sa, nou pral prepare chantye pou nou komanse 18 temp. Pou kompare, sa te pran 150 ane pou yo bati premye 18 temp yo. Soti nan lè organizasyon l'Eglise la an 1830, rive nan Tamp Tokyo, Japon, président Spencer W. Kimball te consacré nan 1981. Pensez à vitesse travail Trump qui fait seulement pendant la vie président Russell M. Nelson. Le président Nelson te fait 9 septembre 1924, l'église a te gagné 6 temps. Le yote O'Donnell comme apôtre 7 avril 1984, 60 années plus tard, 26 temps tap fonctionné, 20 temps plus dans 60 années. Le président Nelson te soutenu comme président de l'église là, 159 temps tap fonctionné, qui fait 133 temps dans 34 années pendant l'étape servi dans collège 12 ans. Depuis le vin président de l'église là, 14 janvier 2018, président Nelson a annoncé 35 nouveaux temps. 96% temps qui existait yo t'est consacré pendant la vie président Nelson. 84% t'est consacré depuis l'elle t'est ordonné comme apôtre. Comme même l'église rétablie Seigneur, nous étonné en pile pour nous marche vite travail li an dans dernier jour yo. Et puis gain plus temps qu'a vini. Brigham Young t'est prophétisé pour accomplir travail ça. Pap seulement doit gagner un temple, mais plusieurs milliers de temples, et puis dizaines de milliers de garçons et filles pralent dans le temple sa yo pour faire travail pour les gens qui te vivent aussi longtemps que Seigneur a pral révélé. Nous comprenons, annonce chaque nouveau temple, c'est une source de la joie, et puis c'est une raison pour nous bailler Seigneur à merci. Cependant, premier focus nous doit sous alliance et ordonnance qui a changé qu'en nous avec profonde dévotion nous pour sauver nous, et puis pas seulement sous localité ou bien belle temple. Des voies de base nous gagnent comme même l'église rétablie Seigneur a, c'est pour nous tendre et puis changer propre cœur par nous à travers alliance avec ordonnance et puis pour nous accomplir responsabilité divine nous pour nous offrir bénédiction temple à toute famille sous tous des beaux voiles, avec direction et puis avec aide, réellement, n'a pas accompli des voies sacrées. Prophète Joseph Smith t'a déclaré, bâtission, c'est une cause qui t'a intéressé peuple bon Dieu dans toute époque. C'est un sujet prophète et prêtre à quoi t'es mentionné avec plaisir, avec la joie où t'es esprit jour n'a vivre jeudi, et puis où t'es inspiré avec l'espoir, avec la joie qui t'es fait chanter, et puis écrit, et puis prophétiser sous jeudi. Mais où t'es mouru sans y'a pas ouais jour ça. Il t'est réservé pour nous-mêmes, pour Noël, pour nous participer là-dedans, pour nous aider à développer gloire dans le dernier jour. Prêtrise céleste là, fait un seul acte pour réaliser grand objectif ça yo. On travaille bon Dieu avec zanjo te contempler avec plaisir pendant génération passée, qui t'a inspiré nom ancien patriarche avec prophète yo. On travaille qui t'a gain pour faire destruction pouvoir ténèbres, renaissance terre, gloire bon Dieu avec sa li famille l'humanité. Un témoigner. Papa ak petit garçon te paraît devant Joseph Smith. Et puis Eli te rétabli autorité pour sceller. Alliance sacrée dans temple ak ordonnance ka renforce nous ak purifier ke nous pendant ap tan d'el. Et puis nap recevoir pouvoir saint dans la vie nous. M'rend témoignage. Travail dernier jour ça ap détruit pouvoir ténèbres. Pour réaliser sa vie famille humaine. M'rend témoignage concernant la vérité sa yo. Nan nom sacré Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Amen.
It is left for us to see, participate in, and help to roll forward the latter-day glory. The heavenly priesthood will unite with the earthly to bring about those great purposes. a work that God and angels have contemplated with delight for generations past, that fired the souls of the ancient patriarchs and prophets, a work that is destined to bring about the destruction of the powers of darkness, the renovation of the earth, the glory of God, and the salvation of the human family. Close quote. I solemnly testify that the Father and the Son appeared to Joseph Smith, and Elijah restored the sealing authority. Sacred temple covenants and ordinances can strengthen us and purify our hearts as we hear him and receive the power of godliness in our lives. And I witness that this latter-day work will destroy the powers of darkness and bring about the salvation of the human family. Of these truths, I joyfully testify in the sacred name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We are grateful to those who have spoken to us in this marvelous session, and to the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square for the beautiful music they have provided this morning. Before our concluding speaker, the choir will sing, "Israel, Israel, God is Calling." We will then be pleased to hear from our beloved prophet, President Russell M. Nelson. Following President Nelson's remarks, the choir will sing the Hosanna Anthem, and the congregation will join with the choir, as directed, in singing the Spirit of God. The benediction will then be offered by Elder Peter M. Johnson of the 70.
Thank you.
My dear brothers and sisters, how thankful I am that through the use of technology, we have been able to meet together and worship on this Sunday morning. How blessed we are to know that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored to the earth. In the past several weeks, most of us have experienced disruptions in our personal lives. Earthquakes, fires, floods, plagues, and their aftermaths have disrupted routines and caused shortages of food, staples, and savings. Amidst all of this, we commend you and thank you for choosing to hear the word of the Lord during this time of turmoil by joining with us for General Conference. The increasing darkness that accompanies tribulation makes the light of Jesus Christ shine ever brighter. Just think of the good each of us can do during this time of global upheaval. Your love of and faith in the Savior may very well be the catalyst for someone to discover the restoration of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the past 2 years, Sister Nelson and I have met with thousands of you around the world. We've convened with you in outdoor arenas and in hotel ballrooms. In each location, I have felt that I was in the presence of the Lord's elect and that I was seeing the gathering of Israel occur before my eyes. We live in the day that our forefathers have awaited with anxious expectation. We have front row seats to witness live what the prophet Nephi saw only in vision, that the power of the Lamb of God would descend upon the covenant people of the Lord who were scattered upon all the face of the earth, and they were armed with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory. You, my brothers and sisters, are among those men, women, and children whom Nephi saw. Just think of that. Regardless of where you live or what your circumstances are, the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, and God's prophet Joseph Smith is your prophet. He was foreordained before the foundation of the earth to be the prophet of this last dispensation, when nothing shall be withheld from the saints. Revelation continues to flow from the Lord during this ongoing process of restoration. What does it mean for you that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored to the earth? It means that you and your family can be sealed together forever. It means that because you have been baptized by one who has authority from Jesus Christ and have been confirmed a member of his church, you can enjoy the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. He will guide and protect you. It means you will never be left comfortless or without access to the power of God to help you. It means that priesthood power can bless you as you receive essential ordinances and make covenants with God and keep them. What an anchor to our souls are these truths, especially during these times when the tempest is raging. The Book of Mormon chronicles the classic rise and fall of two major civilizations. Their history demonstrates how easy it is for a majority of the people to forget God, reject warnings of the Lord's prophets, and seek power, popularity, and pleasures of the flesh. Repeatedly, past prophets have declared great and marvelous things unto the people, which they did not believe. It's no different in our day. Through the years, great and marvelous things have been heard from dedicated pulpits across the earth.
Yet most people do not embrace these truths, either because they do not know where to look for them, or because they are listening to those who do not have the whole truth, or because they have rejected truth in favor of worldly pursuits. The adversary is clever. For millennia, he has been making good look evil, and evil look good. His messages tend to be loud, bold, and boastful. However, messages from our Heavenly Father are strikingly different. He communicates simply, quietly, and with such stunning plainness that we cannot misunderstand him. For example, whenever he has introduced his only begotten Son to mortals upon the earth, he has done so with remarkably few words. On the Mount of Transfiguration, to Peter, James, and John, God said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." His words to the Nephites in Ancient Bountiful were, "Behold my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, in whom I have glorified my name. Hear ye him." And to Joseph Smith, in that profound declaration that opened this dispensation, God simply said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Now, my dear brothers and sisters, consider the fact that in these three instances just mentioned, just before the Father introduced the Son, the people involved were in a state of fear and, to some degree, desperation. The apostles were afraid when they saw Jesus Christ encircled by a cloud on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Nephites were afraid because they had been through destruction and darkness for several days. Joseph Smith was in the grips of a force of darkness just before the heavens opened. Our Father knows that when we are surrounded by uncertainty and fear, what will help us the very most is to hear his Son. Because when we seek to hear, truly hear his Son, we will be guided to know what to do in any circumstance. The very first word in the Doctrine and Covenants is hearken. It means to listen with the intent to obey. To hearken means to hear him, to hear what the Savior says, and then to heed his counsel. In those two words, hear him, God gives us the pattern for success, happiness, and joy in this life. We are to hear the words of the Lord, hearken to them, and heed what he has told us. As disciples of Jesus Christ, our efforts to hear him need to be ever more intentional. It takes conscious and consistent effort to fill our daily lives with his words, his teachings, his truths. We simply cannot rely upon information we bump into on social media. With billions of words online and in a marketing-saturated world constantly infiltrated by noisy, nefarious efforts of the adversary, where can we go to hear him? We can go to the Scriptures. They teach us about Jesus Christ and his gospel, the magnitude of his atonement, and our Father's great plan of happiness and redemption. Daily immersion in the Word of God is crucial for spiritual survival, especially in these days of increasing upheaval. As we feast on the words of Christ daily, The words of Christ will tell us how to respond to difficulties we never thought we would face. We can also hear him in the temple. The house of the Lord is a house of learning. There, the Lord teaches in his own way. There, each ordinance teaches about the Savior. There, we learn how to part the veil and communicate more clearly with heaven. There, we learn how to rebuke the adversary and draw upon the Lord's priesthood power to strengthen us and those we love. How eager each of us should be to seek refuge there. When these temporary COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, please schedule regular time to worship and serve in the temple. Every minute of that time will bless you and your family in ways nothing else can. Take time to ponder what you hear and feel when you are there. Ask the Lord to teach you how to open the heavens, to bless your life and the life of those you love and serve. While worshiping in the temple is presently not possible, I invite you to increase your participation in family history, including family history research and indexing. I promise that as you increase your time in temple and family history work, you will increase and improve your ability to hear him. We also hear him more clearly as we refine our ability to recognize the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. It has never been more imperative to know how the Spirit speaks to you than right now. In the Godhead, the Holy Ghost is the messenger. He will bring thoughts to your mind which the Father and Son want you to receive. He is the comforter. He will bring a feeling of peace to your heart. He testifies of truth and will confirm what is true as you hear and read the word of the Lord. I renew my plea for you to do whatever it takes to increase your spiritual capacity to receive personal revelation. Doing so will help you to know how to move ahead with your life, what to do during times of crisis, and how to discern and avoid the temptations and the deceptions of the adversary. And finally, we hear him as we heed the words of prophets, seers, and revelators. Ordained apostles of Jesus Christ always testify of him. They point the way as we make our way through the heart-wrenching maze of our mortal experiences. What will happen as you more intentionally hear, hearken, and heed what the Savior has said? And what he is saying now through his prophets, I promise you that you will be blessed with additional power to deal with temptation, struggles, and weakness. I promise miracles in your marriage, family relationships, and daily work. And I promise that your capacity to feel joy will increase, even if turbulence increases in your life. This April 2020 General Conference is our time to commemorate an event that changed the world. As we anticipated this 200th anniversary of Joseph Smith's first vision, the First Presidency and Council of the 12 Apostles wondered what we might do to commemorate appropriately this singular event. That theophany initiated the restoration of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and ushered in the dispensation of the fullness of times. We wondered if a monument should be erected But as we consider the unique historic and international impact of that first vision, we felt impressed to create a monument, not of granite or stone, but of words. Words of solemn and sacred proclamation, written not to be carved in tables of stone, but rather to be etched in the fleshy tables of our hearts. Since the church was organized, only 5 proclamations have been issued, with the last being the family, a proclamation to the world, presented by President Gordon B. Hinckley in 1995. Now, as we contemplate this significant time in the history of the world and the Lord's charge to gather scattered Israel in preparation for the second coming of Jesus Christ, we, the First Presidency and Council of the 12 Apostles, issue the following proclamation. Its title is The Restoration of the Fullness of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, a bicentennial proclamation to the world. It is authored by the First Presidency and the Council of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is dated April 2020. To prepare for today, I previously recorded this proclamation in the sacred grove where Joseph Smith first saw the Father and the Son. Solemnly proclaim that God loves His children in every nation of the world. God the Father has given us the divine birth, the incomparable life, and the infinite atoning sacrifice of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. By the power of the Father, Jesus rose again and gained the victory over death. He is our Savior, our exemplar, and our Redeemer. 200 years ago, on a beautiful spring morning in 1820, young Joseph Smith, seeking to know which church to join, went into the woods to pray near his home in upstate New York, USA. He had questions regarding the salvation of his soul and trusted that God would direct him. In humility, we declare that in answer to his prayer, God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, appeared to Joseph and inaugurated the restitution of all things as foretold in the Bible. In this vision, he learned that following the death of the original apostles, Christ's New Testament church was lost from the earth. Joseph would be instrumental in its return. We affirm that under the direction of the Father and the Son, heavenly messengers came to instruct Joseph and reestablish the Church of Jesus Christ. The resurrected John the Baptist restored the authority to baptize by immersion for the remission of sins. 3 of the original 12 apostles, Peter, James, and John, restored the apostleship and keys of priesthood authority. Others came as well, including Elijah, who restored the authority to join families together forever in eternal relationships that transcend death. We further witness that Joseph Smith was given the gift and power of God to translate an ancient record, the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. Pages of this sacred text include an account of the personal ministry of Jesus Christ among people in the Western Hemisphere soon after his resurrection. It teaches of life's purpose and explains the doctrine of Christ, which is central to that purpose. As a companion scripture to the Bible, the Book of Mormon testifies that all human beings are sons and daughters of a loving Father in heaven, that He has a divine plan for our lives, and that His Son, Jesus Christ, speaks today as well as in days of old. We declare that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, organized on April 6, 1830, is Christ's New Testament Church restored. This church is anchored in the perfect life of its chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, and in His infinite atonement and literal resurrection. Jesus Christ has once again called apostles and has given them priesthood authority. He invites all of us to come unto Him and His church to receive the Holy Ghost, the ordinances of salvation, and to gain enduring joy. 200 years have now elapsed since this restoration was initiated by God the Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Millions throughout the world have embraced a knowledge of these prophesied events. We gladly declare that the promised restoration goes forward through continuing revelation. The earth will never again be the same, as God will gather together in one all things in Christ. With reverence and gratitude, we as His apostles invite all to know, as we do, that the heavens are open. We affirm that God is making known His will for His beloved sons and daughters. We testify that those who prayerfully study the message of the restoration and act in faith will be blessed to gain their own witness of its divinity and of its purpose to prepare the world for the promised second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, that is our bicentennial proclamation to the world regarding the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ in its fullness. It has been translated into 12 languages. Other languages will soon follow. It will be available immediately on the church website, from which you may obtain a copy. Study it privately and with your family, members, and friends. Ponder the truths and think of the impact those truths will have on your life if you'll hear them, hearken to them, and heed the commandments and covenants that accompany them. I know that Joseph Smith is the foreordained prophet whom the Lord chose to open this last dispensation. Through him, the Lord's church was restored to the earth. Joseph sealed his testimony with his blood. How I love and honor him. God lives. Jesus is the Christ. His church has been restored. He and his Father, our Heavenly Father, are watching over us. I so testify in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, as we commemorate Joseph Smith's first vision of the Father and the Son, we felt it would be appropriate to rejoice together by participating in the Hosanna shout. This sacred shout was first given in this dispensation at the dedication of the Kirtland Temple on March 27, 1836. It is now given at the dedication of each temple. It is a sacred tribute to the Father and the Son, symbolizing the reaction of the multitude when the Savior made His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It also reaffirms what young Joseph experienced that day in the sacred grove, namely that the Father and the Son are two glorified beings whom we worship and praise. I will now demonstrate how the Hosanna shout is given. As I do, I invite our colleagues in the media to treat this very sacred observance with dignity and respect. Each one participating takes a clean white handkerchief, holding it by one corner, and waves it in unison, while saying in unison, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb," repeated three times, followed by "Amen, Amen, and Amen." If you do not have a white handkerchief, you may simply wave your hand. Brothers and sisters, I now invite you to stand and participate in the Hosanna shout, following which the Hosanna anthem and the Spirit of God will be sung. Upon a signal from the conductor, please join in singing the Spirit of God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Amen, Amen, and Amen.
our Father in heaven, we come before thee now, Father, with gratitude in our hearts for the spirit that we have felt during this session of General Conference. We are grateful, Father, for thy love, for thy patience, for thy trust that thou hast in us. We are most grateful, Father, for the gift of thy beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So grateful for his redeeming love and sacrifice that started in the Garden of Gethsemane and was finalized on the cross at Calvary. We're grateful, Father, for this wonderful gift that strengthens and edifies us, that helps us become more like thee and thy Son. We're grateful for the messages that have been shared at this session of conference, especially, Father, of the proclamation regarding the visit of thee and thy Son to the prophet Joseph Smith that has begun this restoration of all things. We're grateful for that message that now goes throughout the world, and we pray, Father, that it may be cemented in our hearts and in our minds, that we may act on the things that we have come to know to be true and share the message of the restored gospel of thy Son throughout the world. We pray for healing and strength. We pray for comfort during these unprecedented times. And we pray, Father, that we may overcome fear and doubt and uncertainty as we hear and listen to the voice of thy Son, even Jesus Christ. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you.
This has been a broadcast of the 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Speakers were selected from the general authorities and general officers of the church. Music was provided by the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. This broadcast has been furnished as a public service by Bonneville Distribution. Any reproduction, recording, transcription, or other use of this program without written consent is prohibited.